You can get Scheman and Shepherd all the time with Scheman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Craig Scheman, Pete Shepherd. It's Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a moment, our world-famous pigskin picks, where we all go our separate ways as I climb higher into first place and these two guys go lower.
It's got to stop. We all were not good last week. You were just more.
Yet I got better.
You were less sucky than we were.
Yeah. I'm fading myself this week.
What does that mean exactly?
I am doing the opposite.
Fading.
Is that what it's actually called?
Yeah, you're fading yourself.
All right.
Not really doing that, but I thought about it. I thought about it really hard.
Well, here's the thing. You've done that before to get off a slump. You've flipped a coin before. Now the coin is one of the four competitors. Where's the coin? Should always remain there. You got a little, what does that note say next to the coin? Don't steal this or what?
What kind of coin is it?
I told you guys, it's a 2000 South Carolina quarter.
Oh, can it be stolen and put into the vending machine?
Yeah, it can. But it does say the coin. Oh, do not touch.
Okay.
3 exclamation points!
And it's made it 5 weeks without being stolen.
More than that.
I don't know how many weeks we've gone. Six, seven. Week zero?
Four, same coin five. This is week six.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. So I was off by one. All right. So all of our pigskin picks. Gabe Morenci, professional handicapper at the bottom, and Wikipedia, a loaded 4 o'clock hour. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Get you caught up on everything. Here's Chris.
All right, the Patriots canceled Friday practice and player interviews after a positive COVID-19 test, and they are awaiting confirmation on a second positive test. The Colts, they reopened their facility after a false positive earlier today. Odell Beckham Jr. not at team facilities for a second straight day. It's not COVID-related, but it is an illness. He is questionable for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. Dalvin Cook ruled out of Sunday's game against the Falcons. And tonight, the Ravens and Braves can punch their ticket to the World Series with a win.
Mm-hmm. And right now, the Denver Patriot game is still on right now.
Hanging by a thread.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's hanging by a thread.
Gentlemen, are we ready for the witching hour?
Yes.
Are we ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let's do it! First, as usual, and gladly so by me, a recap of the standings.
I hate this.
I hate it too.
Sometimes you just gotta swallow the vinegar, boys.
I won't swallow anything. Thank you very much.
In his usual place, which is first place.
So annoying.
Craig Scheman.
Me.
With a commanding 10 games above 500 and a 6-game lead above you guys.
It's only six.
24-14-1 against the spread. My next nearest competitor, inanimate object, a coin. Heads or tails?
It's all right. Talking's not your strong suit, Craig.
21-17-1. Me and the coin, have winning records. Unlike you two, Pete and Chris, both tied for last, their usual place. Two games below 500, which means they're losers. 18-20-1.
Not this week.
I blame Tennessee.
I blame Tennessee, too.
All right.
Now, both college and pro.
Yes.
Yeah. There's some there.
I'm an anti-Tennesseeite this week.
All right. Let's do this now that we got the important part over. Our first game is a college game. It is an Auburn football team on the road at Williams-Brice Stadium taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Auburn is a 3.5-point favorite. I don't think South Carolina is that good. And being at home at South Carolina at Williams-Brice isn't what it used to be, minus all those fans. So the Craig Man's first pick of the day, give me Auburn to win and cover the 3.5.
Auburn has won, and we talked about this earlier in the week, but I'll go over it again. Auburn has won all 8 meetings between the teams since South Carolina joined the SEC. The Gamecocks' only win against Auburn came back in 1933. South Carolina's lost seven straight home games against AP-ranked opponents since beating number 18 Tennessee 24-21 back October 29, 2016. That's the Gamecocks' longest drought with a home win against a ranked opponent since dropping 12 straight from 93 to 99. Auburn. This could qualify almost, I'm almost thinking about making it a game of the year.
Wow.
That's how impressive Auburn's going to be.
All right. Now, Chris, are you going contrarian? Are you going to make
You guys don't listen. What have I said since week one?
No, you said a lot of things. Bo Nix until Monday.
Nix stinks.
Doesn't.
He's a stinky quarterback that should have lost to Arkansas last week. That's a fact.
Arkansas's good.
You can't argue that. To be seen. South Carolina, also stinky.
Okay.
The coaches are bad. Well, that's not fair to Malzahn. He's extremely average. I can't do it. I'm not rolling with Bo Nix. I don't like Bo Nix. He's a poopy quarterback. Give me the Gamecocks. Go Cox!
Chris, this is why you're in last place.
1933. That's all I'm going to say. Play that number tonight.
What does the coin say?
Tails, going with the road Auburn Tigers.
Even the coin knows you go with Auburn.
Absolutely. I can pick up a game on all you suckers right here.
War Eagle. Next!
Tigers. Explain that one to me.
I don't know. Georgia Bulldogs, ceiling five. Well, that was last year. Taking on Alabama, who may or may not have Nick Saban on the sideline with COVID. He may heal from this faster than President Trump and get back out there. Alabama, a 4.5-point favorite. I'm all over this. Give me Bama. Roll Tide with a nice, comfortable, well, maybe a 5-point win. They cover.
Alabama 79-77, one all time versus AP top 10 opponents. Good news for Bama. Home teams have won 12 of the last 16 regular season matchup between top three teams that weren't played at neutral sites. However, Crimson Tide lost the last game in that situation last year to LSU. Good news for Georgia. Lower ranked team has gone 10-8 in the last 18 games between AP top three teams. Georgia visiting Tuscaloosa for the first time since escaping in 2007 with a 26-23 win. Are you kidding me? Alabama at -4.5. Is a gift. In fact, I'm going to say it. This is Pete Shepard's game of the year.
Every game can't be the game of
this
the year.
This is the game of the year for me.
Okay.
You cannot get Alabama at a better price than that. Alabama -4.5. I think it's a good game. They win by a touchdown. Crimson Tide with Nick Saban on the sideline. Get it done. Might be overtime.
All right, Crystal Ball. Contrarian? Going with your heart?
No,
your
head? I'm not going contrarian here. Well, my heart and my head align right here.
Okay, good.
So that's a good thing. I don't buy the Georgia quarterback, which I'm blanking on his name right now.
Stetson?
Yeah. Stetson Bennett IV. not buying into that.
Too many numbers.
Fourth on the end of it. A little pompous for me. I've watched him play, actually, 2 weeks in a row now. I've seen zero spirals come out of his hands.
Ducks.
Now, I know that's not everything in football, right? Like, Peyton Manning didn't throw the tightest spiral in the world. He kind of threw a few quacks out there.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's Peyton Manning.
No.
Give me the Tide at home. I think people are reacting a little too heavily from that Ole Miss game last week. Like, Ole Miss always gives Alabama a hard time. It's always one of those sneaky games, Ole Miss and Alabama. Not the case here. Give me the Tide, and I'll lay the 4.5.
All right. Flip the coin. The coin says?
Home team going with the Tide.
Roll Tide. Speaking of Peyton Manning, I saw Arch Manning play last night.
Yeah.
ESPN2.
Yeah.
Go to Bama, Arch. Go to Bama.
Is
to
that
Miami.
His leading deal? Oh, here's Miami. What I hear.
He's recruited by everybody.
No. Yeah. I hear he's not on social media.
Nope.
And he does not take recruiting calls. Says, don't bother me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for him.
So nobody's penetrated the inner wall yet.
Well, Tennessee and Ole Miss have the inside route then, I guess.
I would think so.
You know.
Yeah. All right, next.
And that's Cooper's kid.
Yeah, Cooper's.
Not Peyton or Eli's.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go on to the National Football League.
They're their uncles.
The Cleveland Browns, who may or may not have Baker Mayfield. The Cleveland Browns, who may or may not have Odell Beckham Jr. Myles Garrett will be back. A revenge game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's at Pittsburgh. Steelers a 3.5-point favorite. I know Cleveland has been moving the ball. They've looked good the past couple weeks. What are they, 4-1 for like the first time since
94?
Since a long time ago.
Since 94.
I just can't go all in yet. It's at Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers beat them. I think the Steelers cover the 3.5. We'll see how this one goes.
Steelers 4-0 for the first time since doing it back-to-back year, 78-79. The two teams are combined 8-1. Very good. However, Baker Mayfield may have the Browns off to a 4-1 start, but he has a lot to prove. Why? Four straight, he's lost against Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks by a combined 49 points. Why, you ask? Pourquoi? Baker is 0-5 with a 24 total QBR in his career against unbeaten teams. His teams have lost those games by an average of 22 points. That's enough for me. Another game of the year by me.
They're all games of the
year.
No.
Pittsburgh, -3.5. Lock it in. That's two GOYs I'm giving you. Two. I don't say them lightly. You're not going to see better lines than that. And you don't know. And the status of Baker and OBJ, you don't know. Jump on this now because it's going to go up to like 5 or 6 once they rule those two guys out. You watch. Game of the year, Steelers.
Chris?
So I've been pretty high on the Browns this year. I love the way that team can run the football. Pittsburgh is second in the league against the rush, only trailing the Tampa Bay Bucks. They give up less than 70 yards per game on the ground. They are giving up just over 21 points per game on defense. So if we're going to take the running games out of it, which Pittsburgh's got a pretty good running game too, Cleveland has a good running defense. Now it turns into passing attack against passing attack. I will go with the Steelers and their passing attack. I'll be rooting for you, Cleveland. I want to see Cleveland back. I've never seen that in my lifetime. I would get a real kick out of that.
Yeah.
But I will go with the black and yellow.
All right. Very good. Now, what does the coin, the voice of reason, say?
Home team going with the Steelers.
Nice. Heads.
Good job,
right,
coin.
The coin is on the right page today. Next, the Chicago Bears taking on the Carolina Panthers at Carolina. Carolina, a 1-point favorite. And if you have learned nothing, Teddy Bridgewater wins against the spread. Give me the Carolina Panthers. I'll keep it simple for you. Boom. Done.
The Bears have a +5 point differential despite their fraudulent 4-1 start. Tied for the third worst point differential through 5 games by a team 4-1 or better over the last 20 years. The Bears haven't started 5-1 or better since 2012. Nick Foles, 1-1 as a starter since replacing Trubisky. His total QBR stinks at 45. Fewer yards per attempt, 6th than Trubisky this year. Nick Foles has been intercepted in 4 straight games, second longest streak of his career. Panthers are 3-0 since losing McCaffrey. Davis is on fire. And Teddy Bridgewater, the numbers speak, 21-4-1 against us. Please. The Bears are frauds, and they will lose again. Carolina will win this game. My NFC.
Oh, my God.
Game of the year. Carolina -1. Book it.
Do you realize after this weekend you can never say game of the year again?
Well,
you
gotta, that's not true.
No?
He's given a college game of the year and game of the year in the NFL and an NFC game of the year. He's still got AFC game of the year. He's got Big Ten game of the year, ACC game of the year. He's got a lot of games of the year left.
I stand corrected. I'm embarrassed.
People pay like $49.99 for these picks. I'm giving to you for nothing.
Now, Chris, you've been on the Bears jock all season long.
I'm very high on this team. I mean, they are a mirror image of the 2018 Chicago Bears. They force turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. They get after the quarterback. They don't give up explosive plays. That's how Carolina has been getting it done over the last few weeks. The Chicago Bears are allowing 20 points per game. That is best. That is fourth best in the NFL. They're a good defense. The offense is not great. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that the offense is great, but they're good enough to beat an average Carolina Panthers team. The Chicago Bears win this game outright. They're 5-1. They're not fraudulent. And at some point, you two are going to have to come to my side of this and say that the Chicago Bears are actually a pretty good football team.
False.
That's not false.
Okay, challenge. Fine.
That's not false. I've been on this team since the summer. I told you guys, this is a 10-6 football team. I lied. They're a 5-1 football team.
They're the worst 5-1 team in the league. Yeah,
13-3.
They're going down.
What does the coin say?
Home team going with the Panthers.
I'm telling you, the coin is on fire today. Yep. Next, the Battle of the Bays, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. What do we figure there? Total age, 79 years between the two of them. Pete Shepard disappointed. He had tickets to the game, and now he's not going.
That's okay. The other games.
Tom Brady. I'm surprised the line hasn't moved. Tom Brady must not have found out you're not going and won't be cheering him on. Mm-hmm. Green Bay is the one-point favorite here on the road. I actually think Green Bay is the better team right now. But, you know, Tampa looked horrible on Thursday. But you know what? They've had a long week. They've had a lot of time to work on their penalties, get their act together. They're getting a little bit healthier. Godwin is back for one. And I think a very determined Tom Brady is not going to let them lose two in a row. I'm going to, now, as long as Tom Brady keeps track of the downs, done confused fourth down with third down at the end of the game, I'm going to give the Buccaneers the slight edge here to win.
Well, I'm with you. And then last week, they lost that game not because of the down thing. They lost because of nine idiotic, stupid penalties on offense. Nine. That cannot happen. I don't think it will. Godwin's back. Justin Watson's back. Gronk is back. LeSean McCoy is back. Mike Evans and Scotty Miller, Leonard Fournette are all going to play. All are back. Aaron Rodgers playing out of his mind right now. Back. But I got to believe Brady doesn't lose two in a row very often. It hasn't happened that much in his career. And he's throwing these other little nuggets at you. Aaron Rodgers, 1-2 in his career at Raymond James. He's thrown as many picks at Raymond James, six, as he has in 11 career regular season games at Soldier Field.
Wow.
That's tied for his most picks at a visiting stadium in his regular season career.
How about that?
He's intimidated.
It's the humidity is going to get to him.
Should be a great game. I wouldn't be surprised if this went overtime. I think there's going to be some points in this one, but I am going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They find their discipline and do just enough, Ronald Jones and Fournette and company, just enough to run the ball. They will squeak out a three-point win here. Love it.
Contrarian Chris, which way are you going?
I don't know what you guys are looking at right now. I mean, I was wrong about Green Bay. I thought that they would go backwards with turmoil, Jordan Love in the first round. Maybe that was a good thing, drafting Jordan Love in the first round. It has lit a fire under MVP Aaron Rodgers, and he will win the MVP this year. Make no mistake about that.
Russell
one.
Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
I'm aware he plays. Thank you. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP right now. Russell Wilson, very good. Aaron Rodgers, MVP. This is my time.
Wow. Okay.
Threw me off now. I had a whole thing written up, and I forgot about it now. The Green Bay Packers are going to win this football game. Tampa Bay is undisciplined. Okay, 10 days off. Great. I don't care. Tom Brady still doesn't know how to count. Give me the Packers.
Okay.
Great.
What does the coin say? Oh, flip it. Y'all got worked up and forgot to flip the coin.
Well, you did it to me.
I'm sorry.
Home team, going with the Bucks.
All right. Again, me and the coin. Tell you.
And coins had some stinker weekends as well.
The coin's
so you know.
In second place right now.
I'm just saying it's a stinker weekend.
It's unanimous with me and Pete so far.
Yeah.
Next, two more. The Los Angeles Rams on Sunday Night Football. Short trip up to the Bay Area, San Francisco, Levi Stadium. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites. Jimmy G coming back. Jimmy G is...
is that good?
Well, yes and no. Jimmy G is 6-1 in prime time. I guess the one would be the Super Bowl loss. That was kind of big. However, it's not going to help them here. San Francisco has stunk out loud all year. They've been banged up. I think the Rams are definitely the better team. Not much of a road trip here. Give me the Rams to win and cover the 3.5. Easy peasy on this one.
Well, which Jimmy G shows up on Sunday? Week 5, Jimmy G posted a 1.5 total QBR. Lowest of his career. His last game prior, he posted a 99.5 QBR. Highest of his career. 2019, Niners beat the Rams 34-31 in a Robbie Gould field goal as time expired. 2017, Rams beat the 49ers 41-39, tied for the highest scoring game in Rams 49ers history. I don't like the way the Niners are playing right now. This seems to be, I know, you can certainly make a case. It's one of those dangling carrot games. It seems like Tennessee Buffalo to me in so many ways. But I can't do it. I won't do it. I think this is kind of a gift. I think the Rams are playing that much better than the 49ers right now. They are 4-0 against the NFC East this year and 0-1 against anyone else, which would be the Bills.
Yeah.
The Rams went 3-3 in the division last season. But I just feel like they are playing so much better right now. This is my Sunday night game of the year since the Rams -3.5 against San Francisco. My Sunday night game of the year. Can't find a better deal than
okay.
that.
Okay.
You guys are right. This game stinks. It reeks. Take the Rams. Take the Rams.
No.
Take the Rams. That's what it's stinking. That's the smell coming off of this line right here.
Yeah.
The Rams really haven't beat a good team yet.
Yeah.
Like, their four wins have come against the NFC East.
Yeah.
That's...
Said that.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to take the rotten carrot right here. I'm going to take the rotten dangling carrot. I'll go with the Rams. I don't like it, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to play it.
Okay.
Yep.
What is
it? It stinks, though. I want the record to show that this game stinks.
You got it. What is the coin
saying? Hungry dog runs faster, all that stuff right here.
Yeah, you love those cliches.
Home team going with the Niners. Are they going all home team? No, Auburn.
Next, one more game on the Sheeman and Shepherd Pigskin Picks. The Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night.
Afternoon.
Oh, well, the early game Monday.
5 p.m.
Monday at 5.
Monday at 5.
We'll pick up coverage in the second quarter.
Nice.
Going to Buffalo, taking on the Bills. Kansas City, a 4.5-point favorite. Here's the deal. You got to ask yourself. Is Kansas City going to lose two in a row, or are the Bills going to lose two in a row? I look for Kansas City to rebound here. Sorry, Bills Mafia, Bills Nation, whatever you want to call it. You all lost me money on Tuesday. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, Chiefs had a 13-game winning streak snap last week against the Raiders, as we know. Patrick Mahomes has lost back-to-back games only twice before, 2019, weeks 5 and 6, and 2018, weeks 15 and 16. October appears to be the month of Patrick Mahomes as a human. He has 4 losses and 8 picks in October in his career, both his most in any calendar month. It'll be Patrick Mahomes' fourth career regular season game against an opponent 3-plus games above 500. He went 1-2 in the first three games, throwing 9 touchdowns and 4 picks. There's a lot of other numbers. I think this game is going to be high scoring. Comes right down to the wire. Maybe I think the Chiefs maybe pull it out, but the 4.5 is way too many. My Monday afternoon game of the year, the Buffalo Bills +4.5. That is the play.
All right. Crystal ball, your final pick.
Craig, I do want to clear something up. You also went with Kansas City last week against the spread. So in theory, you're 0-2 in the last two games that these two games have played.
Thank you
two
for
teams
pointing
have
that,
played.
Thank you for pointing
we
that out.
We all are, but okay. I just wanted to throw that out there. The Buffalo lost me money, so I'm going to go against them. You could say the same thing with the Chiefs.
Okay. Fair enough.
But
thank you for the correction.
I love your thought process right there, Craig Sheeman.
Wow.
Let's just go into your mind. You close your eyes. Not if you're driving. Keep your eyes open. But imagine more likely the Chiefs lose two in a row, the Bills lose two in a row.
Right.
I'll roll with the defending Super Bowl champions. They can score points quicker than the Bills. I like the Bills. Bills Mafia, circle the wagons, break some tables, jump
trademark.
Off RVs.
Trademark.
All that good stuff. I love you guys. You guys are great fans. Phenomenal fans. I just think Kansas City's a better team right here.
Okay.
I'll lay the 4.5 and go with the Chiefs.
Very good. And finally, the coin.
Tails going with the road Chiefs.
All right. Pete and I are the same on all but one pick, so that assures I will still be in first place.
Not true.
Chris is, what? Oh, I don't even
Six know. Games ahead of me, and we're different on...
Not six games.
Four.
Chris, you are either going to be eliminated or you're going to climb right back into
Craig,
this thing.
Nobody's eliminated until the Thanksgiving week in Pick-a-Palooza.
That's right. 18 games, whatever
true.
It is we do.
That's true.
Hopefully we'll have 18 games that week.
Yeah, I know.
Might have more this year.
Yeah.
Again, don't forget Bucks and Packers right here on your home of Buccaneer football. Gene Deckerhoff with the call at 3:30 on 99.3 ESPN. Kickoff at 4:25. Brought to you by The Boathouse on Naples Bay, Signs of One Day in Fort Myers off Alico Road, Creel Tractor, and by My Shower Door. Want to see more? Gabe Morenci, the professional handicapper, next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Friday. That means it's time to check in with our good friend Gabe Morenci. Follow him. I absolutely follow him on Twitter at Sports Rage. It is fun. It is informative. And you can hear him on the Sports Map Radio Network every evening as well. Gabe, how are you, sir?
Gabe, what's happening?
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm excited. Some big games tonight.
All right. First of all, I know you're livid, and I don't blame you. The Buffalo Bills file a trademark mark application for Bills Mafia. A total fan base that they built up, and now the Bills want to capitalize on it. Stepping on the little guy again, Gabe.
Well, I'll tell you what, for a franchise that's one of the biggest loser franchises in the history of sports, and for a franchise that has some of the most devoted fans in the history of sports, it seemed like a weird way to pay them back by stealing the fan group logo to sell raincoats. I like the copyright claim, too.
Yeah.
There's like 222 products, coffee mugs, raincoats, umbrellas. But, and it goes to show, man, just how hardcore Bill fans are. Yeah, we'll turn on the team. We have a loyalty to Bill's Mafia and ourselves first, in which the creator of Bill's Mafia actually has, had to come out on Twitter, fortunately, Pete. Mm-hmm. And actually, I corrected myself. I said, you know what? They spoke to him. They've come to an agreement. Money's going to be given to charity. He's going to be part of the, he's in communication. So, and for the record as well, Bill's Mafia, has a reputation. Bill's Mafia, guys slamming each other through tables. And people think, oh, Bill's Mafia, those guys are crazy. Bill's Mafia are actually started. It's like six people that give to charity, guys. Like they're married couples and stuff. They're not crazy people at all. They almost got hijacked, actually. Like the poor guy, Bill's Mafia got hijacked by the psychopaths that associate Bill's Mafia with being crazy. But Bill's Mafia is actually a charitable foundation. They give back to the community. Everything is give back. Remember Pancho Villa, who passed away as well. He's all about the community. Bills fans, it's not for profit, man. That's the whole thing. It sounds crazy in today's day and age, but this is not for profit. And that's why it left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. And what the hell are you guys doing? It's not your name. And, we don't want to buy Bills products with Bills Mafia on it. But now that we know that the Bills did communicate and Bills, the founder of Bills Mafia, the foundation, actually approves, I'm okay with it. I got to take back some of the mean things I said, Pete, about the Pagulas in my rage. Well, you know what? This happened before, guys. I don't even remember when the Bills made the playoffs a couple of years ago. I don't know, what was the guy? Gary from Buffalo? He came out of the woodwork?
Yeah.
We're going on the wire. We're beating Dallas. Remember the years ago?
It's
a viral video. Gary, the Bills fan from like the old days. He's still around. He came out of the woodwork, and the Bills basically like took his video and marketed it, and he flipped out. He's like, come on, guys, what the hell are you doing? So the Bills sort of have a track record of this, and they did fire a bunch of people during the pandemic, too.
Yeah.
Right? They said you could reapply for your job. I could go on. We're not here to talk about the Pagulas, but, it's funny because nobody gets Buffalo. And, Bon Jovi came close to getting the team, but Bon Jovi really wanted to move the team to Toronto.
Yep.
So,
still does.
Pagula's sort of a saint for, like, buying the team, but they've done a lot of kind of sleazy things over the years. Let's just be real.
Hey, Gabe, I think there's a lot of money to be made tonight. SMU, Tulane, BYU, Houston. I know you had a good night last night, and the over with 8,000 points in the Arkansas State.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
but
it was like I kept doubling up, guys.
Yeah.
I like it, Craig. I had over in the game.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a weird game. It started 7-7, boom, points, then nothing. And then
yep.
It was like, I don't know if this is going to get there.
Yeah.
And then it was an explosion of points. Finally, I was like, well, I'm here to gamble. So let's rock and roll. So I took the in-game over 86.5. Then I took the in-game over 103.5. I took the in-game over 107.5.
Yeah.
And I got greedy at 111.5, and it got to 111.
Yeah.
But I was on Arkansas State as well. We went 5-1 in that game. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of line movement right now.
Yep.
Of course, the Houston Cougars were getting 5.5 points throughout the week. Even last night, we were getting 5.5. I'm seeing 3.5.
Yes.
Right now. And I think it's the right move. I mean, we look at BYU earlier in the year, guys. Yeah, they destroyed Navy. Were Navy ready to play? Navy are an erratic football team. I mean, they played 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them, they look good. 2 of them, they're terrible. So you don't really know. You know, you look at BYU's schedule. They caught teams at the right time. Just everything fell into place for them. And they're a good team. I mean, they're a good team. They're obviously men. They can throw the football, which BYU, you know, in the old days they could, but in modern history, modern times, you know, they haven't had great quarterbacks and a great passing attack, but this team moves the rock up and down the field. I think there's going to be points in this game. But I think we have a live home dog that could win the game outright tonight in the Houston Cougars.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
All right. What about tomorrow? We've been looking at this line move a little bit with Georgia and Alabama. It seemed like it came down when we found out Nick Saban wasn't going to be on the sideline. Now maybe he will be. I don't know if that affects the line at all or the action. But what do you say when you look at that one?
Well, I tell you what, I've been riding this for years right now. And, you know, it's still kind of a secret. But word is out on the street, obviously. But anyone who pays attention, and you guys do, being an SEC country, you know, I don't have to tell you, you're aware, but the SEC is like a higher scoring conference in the Big 12.
Yeah, I know.
And Alabama have been at the forefront of this, guys, for a couple of years right now. If you're betting unders in Alabama football games, I'm telling you what, you're losing money. All right. Like Alabama, what have they put up so far? 63, 52, all right, 38-19. You remember, Pete, we were on the zoo in that game?
Mm-hmm.
I knew. Saban takes the pedal off the metal in those spots. They were up 28-3 at the half. They could have named their score. They won 38-19. He carried against Texas A&M. They put 52 up. Mississippi, they put 63 up. We want to go back to last year. And in past years, it's just common. Alabama put up, 45, 50 points a game, guys.
Yeah.
And there's Georgia defense, Yeah, whatever. And, the way I look at it, guys, I'm glad that the number came down. And either way, it's a win-win. All right? If Nick Saban coaches, hey, great, Saban's back to get the Pop coaches back, and he's all right. If they don't win, Sarkisian is fine. And it's the old win one for the Gipper type of deal. I mean, we got to do this for Coach. We can't let the season fall apart just because he's not here. You know, Saban, they actually like Saban. Saban's not like Billy. He's not a dictator, Saban. Like, in real life, anyone that's met Saban knows he's actually a funny guy. He's not, like I said, he's not as uptight as people think.
Yeah.
Like, with the kids, he actually cracks jokes and the practices are funny and stuff. He's good at what he does and he's intense. But another thing is that I'm sure you guys have noticed, has anyone I know their defense has been, spotty, but whatever, everyone is. It's 2020, guys, and they're not all leagues. Defense is optional now. But just Alabama and the preparation. When Nick Saban talked about, we were prepared for this if I went down. They're like, it's like a government. All right, Secretary of State, you're next up. Vice President, you're in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he said we have a contingency plan for every coach on the team. He said if this guy's out, this next guy goes to this. And he goes, we're not worried about anything, and I'm not concerned. And I actually believe him. And I don't know, maybe I'm underestimating Georgia a bit. I bet against them a lot this year 3 times, and I've lost twice, won once. But I don't know if their offense is going to be able to keep up with Alabama. I hear about Georgia's defense, guys, but Alabama can score on an NFL team, all right? They're going to be able to score on Georgia. Will Georgia be able to keep up with them? I'm laying the points with Alabama, and I'm going over the number in that game.
And just real quick, Saban's test today came back negative, and he's going to have another one tomorrow. If it's negative then, he can be allowed to return to the team. So jump on Alabama now, because that line absolutely, I think, will go up once he's 100%
clear to play.
Yep.
And if he doesn't, fine. You still get that pop. Like I said, they're a well-prepared football team, and Saban has been prepping them. He can't talk to them 90 minutes before the game if he doesn't coach, which I find ridiculous. Yeah. If you're suspended, then fine. You shouldn't be able to communicate with the team.
Yeah.
If you're not suspended, who cares if Nick Saban, like, why wouldn't he be allowed to talk to them at the half on a Zoom or on a Skype? Why would, you know, it's ridiculous. Didn't Hugh Freeze coach a game from a hospital bed?
Yes.
You know, we all know they like to watch at Liberty, right? from beds, but that's another story.
He's my favorite coach. I love you, Freeze.
That's a great line.
I couldn't resist. I'm glad you guys got it. I've dropped it a few times. It goes over a lot of people.
Well, we have a big side bet here about Hugh Freeze.
I'm telling you what, though, guys. I know I'm on to something this week with my college picks, because almost every game that I like and I have here on my chart, the line has moved, and it's moved on the side. I don't like it because it's moved, like, against me. Yeah. But a good example, South Carolina. I think South Carolina is a live dog, guys. They were getting 3.5 all week. Now it's 2.5. You know, Nick is 8-1 at home. He's 3-4 on the road. He's not the same quarterback like a lot of these kids, even with, you know, the fan issues. They're just not the same on the road, this Auburn team. You know, 2.5 is a little bit different. I prefer at least to get the hook here at 3. But I do think the Gamecocks are alive, but East Carolina won a football game. Yeah, good for them, all right? Navy's been erratic. Navy, get it done here. Navy's not losing to East Carolina. I like the Middies to get it done in this spot. I like the Memphis Tigers. And here's another number that came down. It was 3. I'm seeing 2.5 right now. Memphis hosting Central Florida.
Yeah.
I think the Memphis Tigers get it done in this spot. We talked about the Georgia-Alabama game going over the number, and I want to know more about Pickett and the Pittsburgh quarterback situation. He's beat up. You know, it's almost like the coaching staff is like bullying him to play. He's tough. He'll play.
Yeah.
How about asking a kid coach, right?
Yeah.
They said, well, one thing we know about Kenny, he's tough. Yeah, he's tough, but can he play? Yeah. He could be in uniform, but how good is he going to be? I think the number's a little high here, guys. I don't need to tell you guys, man. Pittsburgh and Miami have played a lot of close games over the years.
Yep.
And this Pittsburgh Panther team's a good team. I know everyone abandoned ship because they lost to Boston College last week. It's 2020, guys. It's going to be a whacked out year in college football.
But BC's
Pittsburgh
good.
Panthers can move the rock, man.
Yep.
They can move the rock. I don't understand this total, guys. Mm. I don't know what I'm missing on this. I don't get it, but I'm hammering the over in the Pittsburgh-Miami game.
Okay.
And if I get, like, a positive feeling about Pickey, I think he's going to play, but how effective he's going to be. But I'm taking the points as well.
Mm-hmm.
Miami are a good football team, but they're being overvalued here. I don't think they're 13.5 points better than Pitt.
I agree.
Time will tell if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah. Yep. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
All right. Any one NFL game jumping out at you before we go?
Yeah, the National Football League, tricky as always.
Yeah.
A couple of spots, and it's weird. This sounds crazy, but I like the Jacksonville Jaguars plus the points.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Taking on Detroit. Yeah.
I like the Jags plus the points. I want to take Cleveland plus the points. You know, health situation right now. It's Friday. I'm going to have to hold off here. Here's an upset special.
Okay.
Houston Texans plus the 3.5 against Tennessee. You know, and I love Tennessee's attitude. They're mad at us for being mad at them for cheating.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what cheating teams seem to do, though, right? They play the victim card after.
Yeah.
Like the Astros, who incidentally, I like the Stros tonight. But even the Houston Texans plus the 3.5. Short week here. They beat the crap out of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I think the Houston Texans come in here and knock off the Tennessee Titans and beat them on the money line.
All right.
Hey, great. One last thing. We got one of our texts about the fight. I know the big fight with Lomachenko and Lopez. I know nothing about it. Any thoughts on that real quick?
Yeah, I'm actually buddies with the cut man of Lomachenko.
Oh
really?
Coach Ross Amber. Lomachenko's going to get it done. Big UFC card tomorrow, too, with Ortega and the Korean Zombie. But on the undercard, you've got Chukagian and Jessica Andrade. I like Andrade a lot. I'm going to be putting a nice play out on Andrade to win this fight tomorrow night.
All awesome. Right. You're the man.
Have a profitable weekend, my man. Talk to you next week.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, guys. May the winners be yours.
All right, that is Gabe Morency, everybody. Follow him at Sports Rage on Twitter and check his national radio show on Sports Map Radio Network. A lot of good stuff there rolling through. All right, we are a minute tardy. That's okay. It's well worth it. It is now time for Wikipedia. We're going to need caller number 9 to 239-337-ESPN. We'll have a couple of meals at Moe's. You and a friend. Lunch. Moe's Southwest Grill on the line here. Pete Shepard, on this day in 1923, the Walt Disney Company was founded. We're going to do Disney trivia. Disney, everybody knows about Disney. Disney trivia. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Shimon and Shepard, Wikipedia, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, today's topic, Walt Disney Company, founded on this day in 1923. We're going to do Disney trivia. By the way, the heat is on text today, and he says, Pete has no kids. I make him plus 175 dog on today's Wikipedia. We'll see. We'll see how he does.
Pretty good with Disney.
Tyler in Lehigh is caller number 9. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Tyler. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Tyler, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. All right. What do you do for a living, Tyler?
I'm a plumber. I do underground plumbing.
All right. Very good. We'll see how you do with the Disney trivia. You get to go first. First one to 3 correct answers is a winner. Here is your first question. Name Disney's flying elephant.
Dumbo.
That is correct. On the board. Ding, ding. There we go.
Sorry about that.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Name the first Pixar movie.
Toy Story.
Correct. All right, you both got a couple of layups. You're on the scoreboard. Let's see.
Was technically a partnership with Disney. It wasn't a Disney.
It came up on my Disney trivia that I plagiarized from today. So, okay. All right. I knew somebody give me a hard time about that. We're only 2 questions in.
Well, there's always discrepancies.
Pixar was its own company at that point.
All right. Tyler, the first Disney cartoon character to have a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame.
Let's go with Mickey Mouse.
That's a solid guess. You take a 2-1 lead over Pete Shepard. Pete Shepard.
He was mean in the beginning. Mickey Mouse was very mean in the beginning.
Pete, can you tell me what Mickey Mouse's first words spoken were?
Hi, kids.
Good guess.
Hello, kids.
Good guess. But it's wrong. And so now Tyler with a chance to steal and for the win, if you can tell me Mickey Mouse's first words.
Hello? I have no idea.
That was a good guess, too.
I won't do it in the high-pitched voice that Pete did because I can't. It was hot dog. Hot dog was
hot
his
dog.
First word.
That makes sense.
Hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot mini. All right, this question's for Tyler. This is still for the win, Tyler. Here we go. Who starred in Mary Poppins?
I don't know.
I do.
No idea.
Pete Shepard knows. That's why I didn't give him this question.
Julie Andrews.
It is Julie Andrews. Miss Sound of Music herself played Mary Poppins. All right. Still 2-1, Tyler. Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Cinderella had 2 sisters. Name one of them.
Stella?
No.
Really?
I know what you were thinking there.
Close.
Tyler, you get to steal if you could tell me one of Cinderella's 2 sisters.
Tyler, we can't swear on the radio. I apologize. Griselda, I don't know.
What? Oh, what? What'd he say?
Griselda.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was close.
It just came to me. Oh, one of them.
It was Drizella.
Yeah,
Drizella.
That was close.
And the other one's Anastasia.
Anastasia,
right?
And Drizella. Yeah. That was razor thin close. All right. Tyler, this one's for you for the win. What does Hakuna Matata mean?
No Worries.
That is correct. We've got a winner.
No Worries.
Good job.
All right. Good job, Tyler. Appreciate you playing.
I appreciate y'all.
All right. You're thanks right. for listening to the show. All right. Have a good weekend. Yeah. All right. I have plenty more. If
okay.
You'd like to continue.
These are good questions.
Clock check.
Ooh, all right. We'll only do this for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Name three of the seven dwarves in Snow White.
Three of the seven dwarves?
Yeah, give me three.
Bashful, sleepy, sneezy, yep. dopey, doc, grumpy. Did I miss anybody? Bashful.
Yes.
I got them all.
I said bashful all. Twice.
No, I didn't.
I think you missed happy. Did you
yeah,
say
you
happy?
Missed happy. You said bashful
I
twice. You
happy.
Missed happy.
Well, I'm okay. impressed. I'll give you credit for that one. Yeah. How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have?
Three?
Three fingers and
yeah.
a thumb.
Yeah.
Well,
no, oh, that's right.
It's got four fingers.
The thumb
no,
is a...
It's a finger. Stop
I would have
it.
Accepted
it's a finger.
Both.
Thanks.
How many years was the genie stuck in the bottle before Aladdin found him?
God.
Give me a number.
Alibaba. I'll say 100.
10,000, actually.
10,000, okay.
Angelina Jolie brought which Disney villain to life?
Sleeping Beauty there. Maleficent.
Yes, correct.
Good job. She was yeah. excellent in that movie, by the
both
way.
Of them. Both of them.
They're
like both
really good. Yeah, the Huntsman. Yeah, they're both good.
Yep.
Pete, name two of the three mountains in Magic Kingdom.
Splash.
Yes.
Space.
Yes. Do you know the other? The other one was the hard one.
I don't know if I probably if you said it.
Big Thunder Railroad Mountain.
No. It's just Thunder Mountain.
No, Thunder Mountain. Yeah, I wouldn't have got it.
Final question.
Yep.
Who serves as Pinocchio's conscience?
Who serves as his conscience?
Yeah. You know, he's made of wood.
I know
wasn't
that.
Wasn't real. Well, I'm a real boy.
Who
was the other character?
Well, he had a blue fairy that was guarding over him. He had Geppetto, but his conscience.
Yeah. Who's the other character that you haven't mentioned?
You want a hint?
No.
It's an insect.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
There you
right.
go.
I would have got it. I would have came up with it.
And like that. You did well. Yeah. You did very well.
Thanks.
And like that, it is 5 o'clock on a Friday. Miley Cyrus coming up to kick it off. I believe Pete has a college football quiz to get you into the
it's
weekend.
A good one.
Harry Carey around the corner. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.